is Columbia Morning with David Lyle on News Talk 1400 KFRU.
I have on the phone with me, and I believe he's in California, so it's very early there, the author of a book called One Kid at a Time, A Single Dad, A Boy in Foster Care, and an Adoption. The book is written by Jake Decker, and he joins us by phone now. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm great, but I got to tell you, Dave, after listening to your last guest, I wish I was down there for first night. You don't often hear the best instrumentalist in Nashville. I was wishing I could be there with you.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be fantastic. I mean, those guys, I get so lucky I get to sit here and watch these instrumentalists and singers. It's quite a treat that I get to do there. You have you've done something that is hard to do. I mean, I've read over half of your book. I'll tell you just honestly how much I've read, and I told you off the air, I don't think I could do what you did. You adopted a young boy who was 10 when you adopted him as a single dad, and this young boy has had he had a background, a history. Could you describe who you call Danny in the book for our listeners just briefly so they get an idea of who this young boy is?
Sure. You know, for your listeners, Danny was a kid in foster care up in Washington State. He had a list of issues which are often typical for troubled kids in foster care, things like ADHD, probable fetal alcohol, what they call oppositional defiant disorder, which means when somebody tells you to do something, basically you don't do it, and a host of other things. He liked to steal. He liked to lie. He wanted to be in a gang, liked to swear. He'd been suspended 9 times. And I know that sounds horrible, and on paper it kind of comes across this way, but at the same time, this kid had so much heart and wanted a family so badly that I feel really blessed that I was able to kind of see past some of those labels and listen to the people who worked with him and said, hey, we know this kid looks bad on paper, but there is a great young man in there.
The thing that strikes me as I was reading about your early time with him is how quickly the first word that came to mind was possessed you. In other words, I think there are two things that I mean by that. One is that he obviously wanted a connection with somebody, and there's obviously some possession or connection you felt with him.
That's true. He was desperate, and on the one hand, like I say it One Kid at a Time, for those of us that have had a bad first date where that other person wants to marry you before you get out of the car, it kind of felt creepy like that.
Uh-huh.
I was uncomfortable in a way. But I also recognized he was so desperate for a dad, or any family, that was just part of what was happening. What was strange for me was my own reaction. I was like, how can I love this kid so quickly? How can I get these moments of wanting to be his dad? And I think, you know, life can be confusing. For lack of anything better, I'm going to call it love, or I'm going to call it spirituality, or I'm going to call it God, but something was guiding this process, whatever we want to call those things are that we can't define.
So the message of this book, then, I can think of a few things as I'm reading it. I'm thinking, well, it's obviously talking about adoption, and you have many things to say as far as sticking with it in an adoption situation that doesn't seem to ever going to be something that will come to fruition. You just say you got to keep pressing forward with that. So that's one thing. I think it also says something about foster homes and foster care. It's just families also, how you define a family. Yours is an obviously very strange definition of family for some people.
Yeah, it is. It's even strange in a way by my own definitions. You know, I was raised, thinking my family would look like Leave It to Beaver, the Brady Bunch, or whatever. The family I grew up in, 4 kids, 2 parents, my mom and dad, they've been married over 50 years. But I guess what I want to say to listeners is those families can work. There are 100,000 kids in the United States waiting to be adopted. I think in Missouri there's around 10,000 in foster care, several thousand awaiting adoption. And if there's anything I'd want to say, it's that older kids are adoptable too. And these kids are desperate for homes. And here's the thing, David. If we don't figure out a way to get them into some kind of a family where they feel love, connection, have some structure, some mentoring, unfortunately, they're going to wash up in the prison systems. They're going to wash up in the welfare systems. And they're going to have kids of their own without ever having learned to be a parent. And so we're either going to deal with this when these children are young, or we're going to have all the social problems, 20 years down the road.
You know, I see I look regularly at the Kansas City Star, and every week they will have a child on one of their pages, a beautiful portrait of this child and a description of this child. Usually it's an older child, but this is a child that's maybe been in the foster care for a while and is in need of a home. And it breaks your heart to read about that, and you wonder, what's their chance going to be? What is it going to take to give them an opportunity as they get older to make a success of themselves? And thank goodness there are people who do that. I guess your message is to others to search your heart and see if you might not be one of those persons to make a difference in one child's life.
Yeah, and certainly it's not right for everyone. But what I would say is anyone who feels called to this kind of a path, adopting an older kid, you're going to have fear. You're going to have doubt. It's like, you know, a marriage or buying your first home or anything else, these big life things we do, that even if we eventually do them successfully or make mistakes along the way, we have understandable anxiety and fear. And I would encourage people, don't let that anxiety and that natural fear get in the way of doing this.
How is Danny doing now?
He's doing great. You know, he's a freshman in high school, 14. Doesn't like to get up in the morning. His grades aren't real good, but he hasn't been suspended at all. He's a compassionate, loving kid. He tells me he loves me all the time. He's got friends. He hasn't had any problems with the law. He's been off all medication since I've had him. I mean, this is a kid who was heavily medicated, which is very common in the foster care system. I mean, by all the standards that matter most, he's doing fantastic. Well, I like him to get up quicker in the morning, get better grades, absolutely.
I think you're saying something that all parents of any kind of situation probably say, if I could just get a 14-year-old out of bed a little bit quicker and have him pay more attention to the things I'm important, then if you find that secret, write the sequel, okay?
Yeah, I definitely will.
Anything you want to leave us with as far as the thought on this?
Well, I think as we approach the holiday seasons, just remember, you know, there are thousands of kids right there in Missouri that need homes, and I would encourage, like you said, if someone thinks this might be in their heart, on my website there's a lot of resources. That's Jake Decker, DEKKER.com. And, you know, I'd encourage you to just look in your heart and see if this isn't something you feel called to do. And if it is, man, there's a lot of kids waiting. In my experiences, there are many, many ways to parent. And I couldn't feel more like a parent than if I'd had this child from birth.
Read the story one kid at a time. It'll make you say, how in the world would he even imagine doing this? I'm talking about Jake Decker, who's been our guest. And then say, wow, maybe I could do this. Or thank goodness people are able to do what he has done with Danny. I think it's a terrific story. It's one that really challenges us in many ways, as you are challenged also in going through this process in many ways. One kid at a time. Jake Decker is the author. I'll put the information, as he said, his website and also the book title in his name on our website at KFRU.com. Pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much, and good luck with Danny.
Thanks so much, and thanks for giving some time to this issue today, and we'll have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you. You too. Jake Decker, our guest. This is KFRU Columbia.